During a snowstorm, you can always count on certain things to happen. A mirror knocked off by a snowplow, wipers stuck to windshields, consumers losing power. What also always seems to happen during blizzards, snowstorms, and public emergencies of every sort are acts of kindness, random and otherwise. In Roslindale on Wednesday, Steve McGaff stepped out of his house into 2 feet of snow. But before trying to clear it, he checked in on the people next door.
We have 2 elderly neighbors, and my boys and I always go over and shovel their car out and help them with their walk, as do several of our neighbors. Actually, we have a great little community, and we all help each other out. So we did that first.
And in the back bay on Tuesday at 6 a.m., 4 men bent their knees, shifted their bodies, and shoveled snow from the entrance of a 4-star hotel. Temperatures had sank into the teens, and the wind made it feel much colder. Suddenly, a young woman appeared with steaming cups of hot chocolate that she handed out unprompted to the workmen who thanked her in English and Spanish.
First of all, I want to tell you, that's very kind of you. What's your name, if I can ask you? I work for WGBH in Boston.
I'm Kelly Breath.
Okay, folks, I just want to let you know that in this weather, the kindness is always, always exhibited, and right now it's being exhibited by Kelly
Breath.
Breath, okay, here at the Lenox Hotel. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I appreciate it. Philip Martin.
Nice to meet you, Philip.
It's a pleasure.
In the glow of a January sun on Beacon Hill, Richard Johnson made his way toward Government Center. He leaned down just slightly to talk to a homeless man, and they exchanged smiles. This was not incidental, it seems.
Well, I gave someone a hand. I usually volunteer for St. Francis House.
Ah.
And I volunteered on Monday, just before the storm.
Just before the storm. What did you do?
I gave out clothing for a couple of hours. I do that every week, regardless of whether it's a storm or not.
Okay, Richard, so so right before the storm, were there a lot of people coming in?
Oh, yes, yes. A lot of people coming in for gloves and hats and, boots. We had a shortage of boots, so, if anyone's interested in, contributing boots, that's a place where you want to drop it off at.
I was on the receiving end of a kind gesture during the storm. Walking from the Back Bay to South Boston in heavy snow on Tuesday, a cop who I've never met while reporting stopped to offer me a ride.
Normally, this is a walk that would probably take me no more than 25 minutes. It would have taken a lot longer today.
Anytime. Right. You call us if you need us, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Where would you like to go?
Yeah, we're at Frontage Road now, the main DPW stop for sand and salt. Now, I'm not supposed to interview this gentleman, but I got to at least ask his name because he got me here. What, your name, officer?
I'm Frank Chiola. Nice to meet
Frank?
You.
Frank?
Chiola.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. Again, another act of kindness on an extraordinarily brutal day.
How's this right in?
This is great. Thank you very much.
Great to meet you.
Take care of yourself. It's a real pleasure.
Unheralded, unacknowledged generosity was observed all over the state during and immediately after the storm. The strangers in Brighton who helped a driver get her car out of a snowbank. Neighbors everywhere shoveling snow for those who couldn't. And in Falmouth, 17-year-old Jack Moran's rescue of an elderly man next door who had collapsed in the snow and who, up until that moment, had only been an acquaintance. There's a new storm on the way, and we will no doubt experience new acts of kindness. In downtown Boston, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.